Hey heroes, the world, anybody. Narcissistic nightmare continues and it grows. And now everybody knows the word narcissist. Remember, I don't know if you guys dealt with the covert, sheep, wolf in sheep's clothing, sadistic, malignant, old. He was old too. And thought he needed to get revenge. I dumped him back in 96 or 7. It's Joe from Kokomo. Wow. Okay, so turned a narcissist in for the sexual assault. A year goes by, another word from Coos County Sheriff's Department. Crimes victim support or something out of Salem called me to offer me counseling. Said there wasn't enough evidence. I remember throwing up. I called the DA. Took me a little while. And then it took her a while to get me to calm down so she could tell me she doesn't do the investigation. Ritz did. Okay, again, a year without a word. What a dick. And when I called the Coos County Sheriff's Office, May 29, 2020, I got a Michael R. Smith deputy. And he said he had to go and he needed to take a real domestic call. Did he call me back? Which he did not. So I called him back. And when I did, he said, so let's get this straight. Him thumping on your clit gave you gangrene, which I guess was just to humiliate me.
Cocaine dust in my face.
No wonder women don't call him. When I dealt with Ritz, he came over to the Coos Bay Police Station. He seemed cordial.
Doing the cocaine with
but he said because it was consensual, probably not a crime. I'm screaming no during, because he's busting my hip out, pinning my leg down, back, hurting me bad, left me. No, I'm screaming. Anyway, a year goes by, Ritz, not a word. I sit in the emails of my gangrene feed and other stuff, because narcissists, nothing but emails and smoking mirrors. And the final straw was when he sent me the picture of him and SEIU people pointing at the clock at 3:30 in the morning. He didn't get elected people.
Unbelievable. Give me the document camera right now. Give me the damn document.
He ran for president, which was my boss back in 96 when I met the narcissist, who did not like the narcissist. But anyway, so narcissist runs for the president, doesn't get it.
Who do we have it, thank
he
you?
None other than shows up at my house.
Show sponsor.
He's going to go up there. Because he didn't get his way. He didn't get voted
Liberty
in.
Liberty man.
He said, they told me I had it was campaigning on Facebook, which I said you were, but anyway, either here nor there, I don't know how I spent any time around him. He learned a lot of lessons. But anyway, then, I don't know how much later he sends a picture, 3:30 in the morning. He's in SEIU. And he has been ever since, I guess. My stomach's sick because my niece, and she helps me 20 hours a week through DHS, but really, oh my God, anyway. She got his name up because he ran for something, saying how he has this huge resume about himself, but I got sick. Because it's been another year since Ritz, because after I got hold of the DA, she passes me, which she read the report to me 3 times. Joe had sex and was injured, that's all it said. She passes me through to Ritz. I said, why didn't you investigate? He said, okay, over and over 5 times. I said, why do you keep saying okay? And he said, because you want to argue. I said, no, I would like justice. He said, I recorded our interview. I said, push play. To no avail. And then I just started tweeting him, writing about it. DHS was the first people I told. Why have mandatory reporting? The dude, they investigated and found out it's true. First night in the foster home, which was hell. They tell me about it. So, anyway, I tweeted. And call for a long time.
All about that.
I finally get Rich's boss, Captain Dan Looney, who gets hold of me at Avamere, where I was after my second surgery. Because when they did my hip psoas, the doctor shattered my femur. So then he put in 3 cables, a new femur, a fake femur, and cement. And then had me graduate physical therapy and walk all over the place, and everything slipped. And so September 10th, I had to have surgery again. That's in the past. But he comes up to Avamere, Ritz does. Took me probably a week and a half, 3 weeks to get hold of Captain Dan Looney, Ritz's boss. And I said, he said he's going to be investigating. Or whatever, I don't think he worded it that way because it's, DHS, there's no investigation needed. But anyway, I said, why Ritz? I mean, it's going to upset me. I actually think I use the word trigger. And he said, that's too bad, he's going to do it. Just to see Ritz, who went a year without talking to me. The victim. I'm not going to be the same physically. I don't believe I am. And I haven't danced since he did it. And he knew exactly. He knew exactly what he was taking out. Severe, severe injury. The worst one I ever had. I've had a lot. Since this, I broke my kneecap on the same leg and 2 months after I got out of that nursing, that facility, it's so short now. I'm going to have to do surgery. Twice. I don't know how the Coos County Sheriff's Office gets away with the horrific treatment. Not a word. And then the crime victim calls me to offer me counseling after a year.
You wouldn't like a chair.
So Rich comes up to the nursing facility, and I cite a paper, which I'm assuming I did May 29th when I met, not May 29th, that's when I turned it, called it in, my deputy Michael R. Smith. When I saw Rich, I believe the 1st of June, but not for sure. I'm sure I signed a paper, I'm not certain, but anyway, he comes up to the nursing facility, I sign it. Now that's either November, December, January, for some reason I feel like calling him, so what's up, because of that year with no word, and he said, don't you remember, you were going to call me and give me the name of the doctors, I said, no I don't, I have 2 TBIs, and they were the same doctors that I had in 2020, names haven't changed, anyway, I gave it to him, it was pleasant, and then I believe in February, March, at latest, calls say he turned his report in. And here it is, January. Almost another year. It's incredible. I just, and the foster home, that's another nightmare. Maxine McCready died a month and a half after I left. They called the abuse in August 30th. Of course, it's not coming right as 2021.
She doesn't have
anywhere near that. Anyway, narcissistic nightmare.
Please report
DHS. Corruption on Colorado Avenue. It's really dirty, people. I won't go into it, but right now, the sheriff's department still hasn't. Not a word. Since, like I said, he called me to let me know for the second. No, to let me know the second time now. That his report was in. He didn't call me the first time, not a word for a year. Shauna from Salem, Oregon, called from Crime Victim Support, Office Counseling. Cameron Kentuck, the DA, was definitely pleasant. Paul Frazier, the DA, not a word from him. His son got off on sexual assault. 3 of the people that were with him got it. According to the YouTube people, Coos County's known for rape and unsolved rapes. I seek justice.
Michael Carr.
Happy New Year, y'all. God Almighty, it's incredible. Not a word. And when he pinned my leg down, knocked the psoas, hip out, I get gangrene. 2 surgeries. I mean, I know, and COVID, so I'm walking around on it for a year and a half. And he gets, and I haven't danced since, which I'm happy for dancing. And whatever he's done for the county, DHS, I don't know, but he made sure he was in good with them when they. He got my dander, I mean, when he tried to get revenge, or whatever, kill me. And I'm not consumed with hate at all. I forgive him, in fact, but I seek justice. God bless, Godspeed, man. Look up. Peace. And if you see the narcissism, walk on by, because they're lying, lurking, and waiting to pounce. And this one's malignant, diabolical, seems demonic. But I looked up and I make eye contact now. right now. Okay.
Anytime I start doing this.
Peace.
Anytime I start rapping.
What if I were the one to tell you?
Oh,
peace, y'all. Happy New Year.
Do I need to just transition in?
Hey, Crystal, she's jamming, man. Look at, see, my phone feels your music, Crystal. See the waves?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're not even looking. Oh, this is Crystal, people. She's hip, man. She got, well, I can't tell her all of her secrets, but I'm still waiting in the Coos Bay, Oregon, car up on Colorado Avenue. Fixing to go camping down Baxter Street with the bad boys. And I'm not trying to be funny, but it is kind of funny because Crystal's aware of everything, aren't you, Crystal? Do we want to say her maiden name or date of birth? She's making jams over there. You guys, she's famous. Can't give her last name, but I'll hook you up with her link. Did you just publish one?
I think it sounds kind of like the same one.
Do you want to thank the Academy? I'd like you to thank the Academy. She's
all features as well.
Crystal Chandler. Well, I was going to interview her, people, because she's been through the narcissist nightmare, and she's one of the world's leading experts on cluster B personalities. She's going to share it with the world. They don't even know your last name. I'm just saying you're one of the experts. It's an honor to have you here today. But she's busy with her jamming over there. What do you think about the rising covert narcissists these days? Anything? Anything? Are you well aware of it? Are people aware of it?
I'm well aware of it. Everybody needs to be educated.
And she is one of the leading with the caregiving world thing. And you guys are trying to root out the, is that true? That's going on, trying to root out, which is a hard thing to do, root out the, that are hurting people. Yes, and thank you for being here today. Okay, we're going to, love you. If you see the narcissist, walk on by. She's jamming. I don't have her link yet, though. Is it hashtag jam? Just.
Jamming.
It's hashtag jamming. Okay, peace out. If you see the narcissist, walk on by because they're lying, lurking, and waiting to pounce on the next victim. Thank you. Godspeed to all you, and thank you for sharing notes. Peace. Hello, heroes. It's Joe again. I forgot to mention Crystal's one of the leading experts in cluster B personality. She's been through it all. Her nightmare seems to be over, but she's very well rounded in how she survived it. And she had something to add. What is the hashtag?
Hashtag Crystal Amber 27. Make sure every morning you start your day with 3 positive affirmations about yourself or something positive that's happening in your life or some positive family members or friends that just help you get through the day.
Take it seriously. And she means to take that seriously. We're all alive because of that. Thank you. And Crystal, it's hashtag jamming, but she's at Crystal, what is it? Crystal 27.
Crystal Amber 27.
Crystal Amber 27. Check it out. Peace, y'all, and look up. Godspeed. Here, Crystal, she's jamming, man. Look at, see, my phone feels your music, Crystal. See the waves?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're not even looking.
I love it.
This is Crystal, people. She's hip, man. She got, well, I can't tell her all of her secrets, but I'm still waiting in the Coos Bay, Oregon, car up on Colorado Avenue. Fixing to go camping down Baxter Street with the bad boys. And I'm not trying to be funny, but it is kind of funny because Crystal's aware of everything, aren't you, Crystal? Do we want to say her maiden name or date of birth? She's making jams over there. You guys, she's famous. Can't give her last name, but I'll hook you up with her link.
Sometime.
Did you just publish one?
I think it sounds kind of like the same one.
Do you want to thank the Academy? I'd like you to thank the Academy. She's
all features as well.
Crystal Chandler. Well, I was going to interview her, people, because she's been through the narcissist nightmare, and she's one of the world's leading experts on cluster B personalities. She's going to share it with the world. They don't even know your last name. I'm just saying you're one of the experts. It's an honor to have you here today. But she's busy with her jamming over there. What do you think about the rising covert narcissists these days? Anything? Anything? Are you well aware of it? Are people
well
aware of it?
Aware of it. Everybody needs to be educated in it.
And she is one of the leading with the caregiving world thing. And you guys are trying to root out the, is that true? That's going on, trying to root out, which is a hard thing to do, root out the,
absolutely,
that are hurting people. Yes, and thank you for being here today. Okay, we're going to, love you. If you see the narcissist, walk on by. She's jamming. I don't have her link yet, though. Is it hashtag jam? Just.
Jamming.
It's hashtag jamming. Okay, peace out. If you see the narcissist, walk on by because they're lying, lurking, and waiting to pounce on the next victim. Thank you. Godspeed to all you, and thank you for sharing notes. Peace. Hey, heroes. The world, anybody. narcissistic nightmare continues and it grows. And now everybody knows the word narcissist. Remember, I don't know if you guys dealt with the covert sheep, wolf in sheep's clothing, sadistic, malignant, old. He was old too. And thought he needed to get revenge. I dumped him back in 96 or 7. It's Joe from Kokomo. Wow. Okay, so turned a narcissist in for the sexual assault. A year goes by, not a word from Coos County Sheriff's Department. Crimes victim support or something out of Salem called me to offer me counseling. Said there wasn't enough evidence. I remember throwing up. I called the DA, took me a little while. And then it took her a while to get me to calm down so she could tell me she doesn't do the investigation. Ritz did. Okay, again, a year without a word. What a dick. And when I called the Coos County Sheriff's Office, May 29, 2020, I got a Michael R. Smith deputy. And he said he had to go and he needed to take a real domestic call. Did he call me back? Which he did not. So I called him back. And when I did, he said, so let's get this straight. Him thumping on your clit gave you gangrene, which I guess was just to humiliate me.
Cocaine dust in my face.
No wonder women don't call in.
Straight ounce of cocaine.
When I dealt with Ritz, he came over to the Coos Bay Police Station. He seemed cordial.
Doing the cocaine's with
but he said because it was consensual, probably not a crime.
What's up?
I'm screaming no during because he's busting my hip out, pinning my leg down, back, hurting me bad, left me. No, I'm screaming. Anyway, a year goes by, Ritz, not a word. I sit in the emails of my gangrene feed and other stuff because that's just nothing but emails and smoke and mirrors. And the final straw was when he sent me the picture of him and SEIU people pointing at the clock at 3:30 in the morning. He didn't get elected.
That's
people.
Unbelievable. Give me the document camera right now. Give me the damn document.
He ran for president, which was my boss back in 96 when I met the narcissist, who did not like the narcissist. But anyway, so narcissist runs for the president, doesn't get it.
Who do we have it thanks
he
to? None other than
shows up at my house.
Show sponsor.
He's going to go up there.
Because
he didn't get his way. He didn't get voted
Liberty
in.
Liberty man.
He said, they told me I had it was campaigning on Facebook, which I said you were. But anyway, either here nor there, he got.
Yeah.
I don't know how I spent any time around him. I've learned a lot of lessons. But anyway, then, I don't know how much later he sends a picture, 3:30 in the morning. He's in the SEIU. And he has been ever since, I guess. My stomach's sick because he, my niece, and she helps me 20 hours a week through DHS, but really, oh my God, anyway, she brought his name up because he ran for something and saying how he has this huge resume about himself, but I got sick, because it's been another year since Ritz, because after I got hold of the DA, she passes me, which she read the report to me 3 times, Joe had sex and was injured, that's all it said. She passes me through to Ritz. I said, why didn't you investigate? He said, okay, over and over 5 times. I said, why do you keep saying okay? And he said, because you want to argue. I said, no, I would like justice. He said, I recorded our interview. I said, push play. To no avail. And then I just started tweeting him, writing about it. DHS was the first people I told. Why have mandatory reporting? I mean, they investigated and found out it's true. First night in the foster home, which was hell, they tell me about it. So, anyway, I tweet and call for a long time. I finally get Rich's boss, Captain Dan Looney, who gets hold of me at Avamere, where I was after my second surgery.
Are you familiar with internet?
Because when they did my hip psoas, the doctor shattered my femur. So then you put in 3 cables, a new femur, a fake femur, and cement. And then had me graduate physical therapy and walk all over the place. And everything slipped. And so September 10th, I had to have surgery again. That's in the past. But he comes up to Avamere. Rich does. Took me probably a week and a half, 3 weeks to get hold of Captain Dan Looney, Rich's boss. And I said, he said he's going to reinvestigate. Or whatever, I don't think he worded it that way because it's DHS, there's no investigation needed. I said, why Rich? I mean, it's going to upset me. I actually think I use the word trigger. And he said, that's too bad, he's going to do it. Just to see Rich, who went a year without talking to me. The victim. I'm not going to be the same physically. I don't believe I am. And I haven't danced since he did it. And he knew exactly. He knew exactly what he was taking up. Severe, severe injury. The worst one I ever had. I've had a lot. Since this, I broke my kneecap on the same leg and 2 months after I got out of that nursing, that facility, it's so short now. I have to do the surgery. Twice. I don't know how the Coos County Sheriff's Office gets away with the horrific treatment. Not a word. And then crime victim calls me to offer me counseling after a year.
If you would hit like a chair.
So Rich comes up to the nursing facility and I cite a paper.
25 liters of Diet Coke.
Which I'm assuming I did May 29th when I met, not May 29th, that's when I turned it, called it in. Deputy Michael R. Smith. When I saw Rich, I believe the 1st of June, but not for sure. I'm sure I signed a paper. I'm not certain, but anyway, he comes up to the nursing facility, I sign it. Now that's either November, December, January. For some reason, I feel like calling him. So it's up because of that year with no word. And he said, don't you remember? You were going to give me, call me and give me the name of the doctors. I said, no, I don't. I have two TBIs and they were the same doctors that I had in 2020. Names haven't changed. Anyway, I gave it to him. I was pleasant. And then I believe in February, March, at the latest, calls say he turned his report in. And here it is. January. Almost another year. It's incredible.
We do impressions of everybody. People get their feelings.
I just, no need to get and the foster home, that's another nightmare.
I probably like
Maxine McCready died a month and a half after I left.
A few people we do impressions of, I don't like. But most of the time, you do.
I called the abuse in August 30th, 4:30 in the afternoon, 2021.
She doesn't have anywhere
near that. Anyway, narcissistic nightmare.
Please report
DHS
for terrorism.
Corruption on Colorado Avenue, it's really dirty, people. I won't go into it, but right now, the Sheriff's Department still hasn't, not a word. Since, like I said, he called me to let me know for the second, no, to let me know the second time now, that his report was done. He didn't call me the first time, not a word for a year. Shauna from Salem, Oregon, called from Crime Victim Support to offer counseling. Karen McKintock, the DA, was definitely pleasant. Paul Frazier, the DA, not a word from him. His son got off on sexual assault. Three of the people that were with him got it. According to the YouTube people, Coos County's known for rape and unsolved rapes.
It was on sale. It was a $300 sports
I seek justice.
Michael Carr.
Happy New Year, y'all. God almighty, it's incredible. Not a word. And when he pinned my leg down, knocked the psoas hip out, I get gangrene, so two surgeries, I mean, I know, and COVID, so I'm walking around on it for a year and a half.
Did their hair up and then exchanged it and took it back.
And he gets, and I haven't danced since, which
and
I'm happy from dancing.
It smells like
and whatever he's done for the county, DHS, I don't know, but he made sure he was in good with them when they, he got
with a
my
hairspray.
Dander, I mean, when he tried to get revenge or whatever, kill me. And I'm not consumed with hate at all. I forgive him, in fact, but I seek justice. God bless, Godspeed, man. Look up. Peace. And if you see the narcissism, walk on by because they're lying, lurking, and waiting to pounce. And this one's malignant, diabolical, seems demonic. But I look up and I make eye contact now. Right now. Okay. Peace.
You can tell him I start rapping.
What if I were the one to tell you? Oh, peace, y'all. Happy New Year.
Do I need to just transition into...